Blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy to embody, awaken, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide for this sound activation. Sound activations are energy healings. So if you are new to this, just bear with me. Well, if you are not new to this, bear with me as I explain the ins and outs of a sound activation. And if you are joining us again, welcome back. Sound activations, as I mentioned, are energetic healings. And what these do is they activate, they clear, they purify the energy and the physical body. You can feel relaxed, you can feel sleepy, you can have aha moments, you can have stuff come up that you haven't thought about in ages. And if that happens, it's because that's coming up right now in order to be cleared, in order to be healed. These energetic activations work to purify, to activate, to heal, to allow you to embody a higher frequency in your energy field. And as that gets translated in your energy field, you actually begin to embody it in your physical body and in your physical experience. So what I recommend is that you make this your sacred time. If you like to burn incense, if you like to light a candle, please do so. If you like to anoint yourself with some oils, rose is a beautiful oil to work with. You can also work with rosemary, frankincense, myrrh, whatever it is that you feel called to. Some people simply like to work with lavender. That's also a lovely addition to this sound activation. You don't need to do any of that. What you truly, in air quotes, need to do is just be open to receive and feel the energy of these crystal alchemy balls working through you and allow them to guide you into a deeper communion with your soul and union with your soul and with the divine. That being said, this is a sound activation. It is an energy healing, so please be very mindful of creating a sacred container around you. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed for at least an hour, and make sure you're not driving or operating heavy machinery as you are attempting to meditate, because that would not be safe. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, I encourage you to please switch over to another platform that does not cut into the body of these episodes with advertisements. I will be calling in the directions, creating a sacred container for us, for our healing, for our activation, for our expansion, and we do not need and or want squirrely energy coming in. We want the purest, highest frequencies of light and love and healing, and in order to do that, we must maintain the integrity of this container. So please switch off to Spotify or Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, Google Play, whatever it is. Just make sure that you know that the platform is not going to cut into the body of the episode with advertisements. Of course, you can go to my website and listen to these for free without any squirrely information. That is sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S, and you can go down in the show notes. It's down there linked for you. And you can also, on my website, you can also type in a keyword, whether it's a zodiac sign or an energy or expansion or healing, whatever it is that you want to explore, and you can, it'll pull up all of the episodes that deal with that topic. So please feel free to go and check that out. So without further ado, in this sound activation is the sound activation for the episode where we talk about the frequencies coming in with this new moon, this new lunar cycle of Aquarius, of Zadi. And if you want to hear more about still are unsettled, and that's okay, because now we are moving forward. We are actually beginning, especially with Imbolc coming, we are beginning to get into the months where the earth begins to stir again. So this is all a beautiful time for new beginnings, for closing chapters, for beginning new ones, for clearing the way, paving the way for our manifestations to be seeded into the fertile waters of our womb spaces. So all we need to do is be open to receive the frequencies. You can be seated or lying down. I do encourage lying down since it's more comfortable for you to be that way for about an hour. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, eyes closed, long deep breathing. You can also have your palms facing up at your sides. And just allow yourself to be transported. As we breathe deeply, inhaling the golden light of Shekhinah, and with every exhale, allowing your body to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. As we begin by calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing frequencies, asking that you guide us, that you heal us, that you breathe the breath of life into us, allowing us to become more activated with the breath of the Shekhinah, the breath of the divine. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our words, our thoughts, and to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, activating, healing, nurturing, and nourishing our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water. Bless us with ease and flow, abundance, fertility, creation. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, transmuting, alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of purification, of alchemy, of transformation. Allow us to willingly shed into the fires all that is not in alignment with our highest light, so we may rise from the ashes like the great phoenix, fully embodying our light. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your healing energy. I call in your fiery presence, asking bless us with courage, with strength, with hope, with strength, fortitude. And as we align more deeply with truth, I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us. Thank you. as we allow the golden light of Shekhinah to activate and purify the Heter, our connection to the divine, clearing away any distortions anywhere that we do not have faith in the divine, anywhere we don't trust, anywhere we feel disconnected and separated from the divine. Allow the golden light to begin to heal this separation so you may know your infinite oneness and that you are a part of the divine essence. As we strengthen our connection, our faith with the divine, strengthening your oneness with all that is, all that has been, all that will be. Bringing even more golden light into the Heter. as we strengthen our communication, strengthen our connection to our free and authentic expression of our soul through the voice, through our words. From the throat. allow ourselves to purify and to dissolve any cords, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have connections to anything that takes away our power, whether we granted it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously. Anywhere that you have given your power away to anything, anyone outside of you. Envision these cords bringing your power back to you and dissolving into light. As all energy that is not ours is returned to sender, is welcomed back home. From here, dissolving, cancel, clear, and alchemizing any contract we entered into, any vows of poverty, any vows of silence, of chastity, religious orders, any other kind of orders, spiritual orders, any agreements entered into not in our highest good, allow them to be alchemized by the golden light of Shekhinah. As we breathe deeply and bring the golden light from the Hod into the Yesod, into the waters of your sacred womb. And as the golden light begins to alchemize and purify the waters of your womb space, the waters of your creation, envision any denseness, any pain, any trauma, any loss, any heartache, any guilt or shame in the womb, into the golden light. Allow it to be alchemized. Allow it to be transformed. Any impediments to our creation, surrender them into the golden light. As we allow this golden umbilical cord of light to extend down through the Malchut, through your energy and physical body, down, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, to the ley lines and vortices of Gaia, and traveling downwards through the Earth, through the aquifers and the ley lines and vortices, through the ancient layers of Earth, until your golden umbilical cord of light unites with the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia. Allowing the brilliant diamond light and the golden light of Shekhinah to form a triple. ancestors opens a portal of diamond light to bring you back into the triple golden white flame in the Yesod, in your Yesod. Feel yourself guided lovingly through the threshold as you return into the waters of your Yesod, into the triple golden white flame, feeling all parts of your being in this moment, in this space. Feel yourself expand beyond the triple golden white flame, filling every cell, every organ, muscle, bone, marrow, hair of your sacred vessel with the infinite light that you are. As you call all parts of your being to the here and now, breathing in your sacredness, your oneness, wiggling your fingers and your toes, coming back into the awareness of your body. You can turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, just remain in your same position, allowing yourself some time to integrate all that we have received. Thank you. frequency healing that I've been asked to speak on. So I'm super, super excited